Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values.
One of the biggest benefits we've gotten from doing this show is getting to meet lots of people. I went and learned lots of new things. I probably knew the name of like five or six counties because I had lived in them. Now we probably know Loudoun County.
We were talking about that the other day when we were watching the news. We're like, I can't believe all of the actual counties that we know.
I know a lot of them. I've learned a lot about geography. I'm sure you guys have too. You know, like, oh, I know this county, yep. Michigan. And
medications.
You know, I've learned the names of lots. I didn't know remdesivir. No. I didn't know a lot of things. Now
hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, never heard of them.
Now we kind of learned a lot. So as you're processing all of these things, it's important to have the right people. Getting to meet the right people at Reawaken events, people reaching out to the show. We read books preparing for stuff, and there's just a handful of people in the medical community that have made it a long way in their career, knowing there's a fork in the road of how it's going to go. Are we going towards a just addressing symptoms and put band-aids on things and kind of mask your pain so you can get through the day world, which is very profitable? Or are we going to go towards truly being healthy, feeling good, having a high level vibrant day, you know, waking up, popping out of bed, you know, and not saying, you know, oh, good Lord, it's morning. It's like, good morning,
good.
Lord,
yes.
You know, ready to
That's
go.
So good.
And I don't anybody that approaches this new wave of medicine and has had prophetic words over his life, even as much as 20 years ago, saying he was going to be a piece of this new direction. And it is so exciting. We can have access to hundreds of doctors. One of the reasons we have this platform is to create a louder voice for people that are doing the right things. And I'm excited to jump into this with Dr. Troy Sproul.
Hi, guys.
Welcome.
We might have done this on past recordings, but where we're at, you know, people had different roles, you know, during COVID and these things. And, you know, you kind of knew your lane and where you're at. But you knew 20 years ago, God was saying things to you that you were going to be a part of something in the future that was a new direction in medicine. And it's like the market is ready. The harvest is ready. People are actually looking for this. And this idea that our parents, grandparents, these previous generations had of like, oh, I don't know, my doctor said this, I just do it. Well, what is in this medicine? I don't know what it is. I don't know what it like people are taking their ownership of this and they're actually focus more on health than symptom management more than ever before.
Yeah, I was literally in a 500 square foot office, operating out of that office. And one of the people I respected quite a bit, one of my mentors, he basically said the hardest part of running a healthcare business is people. So he said, he had a saying, keep it small, keep it all, just focus on your family. And that's what I did to start. But God put on my heart that when I started looking at a mission statement, it was to become a worldwide agent of change in the fields of healthcare and human potential. And I was good at the human potential part of it. So I was working with people, but I never understood become a worldwide agent of change in the fields of healthcare. I didn't want that. And so it was something that I still put in my mission statement. I then put it on my wall. And to answer your question, during COVID, I wasn't silent, but I was under the radar. And so I never closed down. I never masked up. I became an underground clinic for the hospitals, the local hospitals, to treat COVID, where the doctors didn't agree with what they were doing. And so that was part of it. But I know my strength. I know my identity in Christ. And that identity is as more of the healing from trauma, how the body is supposed to work. So all of a sudden, some of the things I've been speaking about over the 20 years as far as how the body works, I had these medical doctors who were asking me questions. What if we took what you're doing and applied it at the hospital? What would that look like? And a whole new world has opened up. And then I met people like yourself, Clay Clark, Liz Croken, General Flynn, all these great people that are really just heroes in as far as just standing up for the country and just representing God in the way that I think we should have been representing God in this country. And all of a sudden, I just feel like I'm going to be a part of what's next because I'm being prepared for that. I'm being equipped for that. And just like David was equipped to take down Goliath, he wasn't afraid. The Israelites looked at Goliath and said, he's so big, how can we win? And David saw him, knowing how he had been equipped. And he said, he's so big, how can I miss? And that's how I feel about the healing part of what's next. That's in my wheelhouse. I'm good with that part of it. But the standing up, the boldness of people like Dr. Stella standing on the steps of Congress, I still remember that.
Yeah. Yes.
I remember just being inspired by that. Donald Trump standing up to everything he's standing up against. I used to think I could do anything, but now I know that God made certain people to do certain things, like Trump, like Dr. Stella, just phenomenal people that are just so inspiring.
You know, it's interesting that whole worldwide change. Now, you know, you have people all over the United States, all 50 states and 12 countries that have, you know, that are part of your practice. That's some worldwide change right there.
Yeah, I'm not sure how it happened. Just one at a time, I guess.
I think people are looking around and saying this isn't working.
They're looking for people to answer.
They've maybe even seen previous generations. They're like, man, is it normal that the percentages of people that are on a statin drug, the percentages of people that are on Medicaid, it's hard to find an American that's not on a prescription.
Yeah.
You know, we're 6% of the world's population. We consume 85% of its pharmaceutical drugs. And you don't look around and say, okay, we're the image of health. If you're sitting in an airport and just looking at people, or standing in front of a grocery store, watching people come in and out. And it's the business model that's shifting. I think that's where it's going to be part of. I want to draw attention to something, talk about what we're up against. Tucker Carlson had a doctor on the other day and they covered a lot of things, but they had this one specific piece of the discussion we cut out. I want to play this clip and get your reaction.
Vitamin D has been one of the most attacked substances over the last 3 or 4 decades by the pharmaceutical industry.
Why?
It threatens the disease model. We can do an hour on vitamin D, Tucker, but...
Vitamin D like in milk?
Yes, like vitamin D. Vitamin D is a whole other discussion, but they're terrified of vitamin D. Our normal reference...
Can I say, if you find yourself terrified of vitamins, you're probably on the wrong side.
Exactly. You're probably on the wrong side. There you go. I think you got it.
That is true. You are on the wrong side if you're terrified of vitamin D. So what's your thought on that? Because we have seen an attack on that over these last few years.
A friend of the show's Dr. Eric Napudi. I think, you know, he's now in the clear, but it took everything he had to fight the government because he was saying vitamin D is going to be a good thing for you in this time. Vitamin C, these things improving your immune system during COVID. They actually tried to shut him down, his ability to take credit cards, everything, because he was saying, hey, we might want to get healthier as a virus is attacking us, not just do Uber Eats and alcohol and stay inside.
Yeah, that's exactly right. When I was talking to my patients, and a lot of them were very worried, I would always go to things like the Black Plague. Even when we didn't have our current science model, 1/3 of the population died from that plague, but 2/3 did not. Why did the 2/3 do well? Why did they survive? And the answer are things like vitamin D and these other components to our health. And so vitamin D has been under attack. I've seen the same thing with vitamin E. There was one study that came out. They made a synthetic vitamin E and then did some research on it. I mean, it's man-made, not our natural vitamin E, and it had some negative outcomes. And then that one study was cited hundreds of times of the dangers of vitamin E, and the study was done by a cardiac pharmaceutical company. They had a prescription drug, and so basically they're just trying to get rid of their competition. And we've seen this. So there's been I'll give you an example. The head of the American Medical Association went to jail for making up stories about chiropractors. There's a documentary called Doctored that goes through this. It's about 20 years old. And he basically said that chiropractic killed people. And they said, where's your evidence? And in court, he said, I don't need evidence. I'm the head of the AMA. And so he ended up going to prison. There was multiple attacks to that. Yeah, very, very arrogant. But it was basically to get rid of. There it is right there. And they go
Good
through
job,
the history.
Because,
the history of chiropractic even, at one point, DOs and chiropractors were attacked by the medical community. And they started what's called a council on quackery. And they started teaching it in the medical schools, and chiropractors went to prison. There are multiple pictures of chiropractors going to prison and treating people out of prison because they had conviction. The DOs actually aligned with the medical system, but chiropractors fought it. Otherwise, we wouldn't even have chiropractors right now, because every DO college has been absorbed by the medical system except for one. And so they now know, it's all in print, and it's through this documentary, you can see it, how it was an agenda to wipe out the competition when it came to healthcare. So it's the same thing from the pharmaceutical side of things. Exactly.
Wow, that is wild.
It definitely is a business model. The big building, you know, Dr. Michelle Sherwood, you know, she medical school went there, and she's, you know, a couple of years into it. She's like, this model, she was being corrected if she was spending, I don't know the exact number, but it's like more than 10 minutes with a patient. And it was just check. And it was this, it's a funnel towards identifying a problem and then them leaving with a prescription. Mm-hmm. And so it almost, doctors have almost began to develop this reputation of almost like the dealers mm-hmm. for the pharmaceutical companies, mm-hmm. you know, not so much like into your health. And so it's that model that's shifting. And I love what you guys do, because you got many doctors under one roof, all working together, sharing the same information, not here, then you go to this guy, mm-hmm. then this guy, nobody knows. You're all under one roof with many different specialties.
And can you talk about that, Dr. Spurl? You have kind of the different, you know, as far as just approaches that you guys have there at your office?
Yeah, so the main concept is to get the body working. So just like in the Black Plague, the 60% of the people that did well with it is because they had things working mentally, chemically, and physically. And so it's all about looking at the body as a whole and what's communicating properly and what's not. So we'll look at things like vitamin D is a vitamin, but it's also a hormone. We've also, and I'll be releasing this with my book that's coming out here in a couple months, but there's research now showing that people with low hormone status during COVID didn't do as well. Well, that includes vitamin D. So we have people that work on with your hormones while we're improving your diet and your digestive system and your sleep system, restoring the foundational health practices of the body, because the God made us for the body to heal. God made us to work and recover. And so you're either preparing or repairing. And that's a big, big deal when it comes to healthcare. And so we've got a disease management system as far as our traditional system. And what we're talking about is a true healthcare system to restore the healthy communication within the body. And so we'll do things like look at your hormones, look at your diet, look at the inflammatory foods, reduce other inflammation, restore the sleep. We do nutritional IV therapies. We do have people flying from all over the world, or we do work with them remotely and have smaller programs. So we look at all of the different components of the body to see where's the breakdown. One of my favorite things to do is get an extensive lab that really looks at about 100 different points of view in the body, and it gives us a nice breakdown of what's working, what's not working.
Wow. I love it. One of my favorite things to do with you, and again, people can find out more by going to officialsynapse.com. The link's down below. Set up a consultation, find out what's best for you. There's lots of ways to on-ramp into this world. But I love you always come equipped with some gems, you know, that people can hear and apply, you know, right away, that are affecting their lives and added value instantly.
So, and I do have to say, we actually heard from some of our really good friends that watched the show about sprinting. So they're like, okay, we have not been sprinting. We're going to start sprinting. We're going to go to our backyard and sprint. They actually invited us over to start sprinting with them.
Yeah, I love it.
That's great. I love that. So what kind of gems do you have this week?
Let's drop some bombs.
Yeah, so let's start with B12. So B12 is very, very important. B12 is important for weight. B12 is important for energy. B12 is important for brain neurotransmitters, for anxiety, depression. So we need B12. Some people, if you have B12 deficiency, you'll develop into anemia. But some people, their B12 deficiency is because the bacteria in their gut is consuming it before their body can absorb it. Mm. And so we see this with people with what's called SIBO or low stomach acid. So if people are taking antacids or a lot of acid blockers, they're not going to be absorbing their B12 as efficiently, because the bacteria can actually scoop it up before it gets to the proper part of the intestines. Hmm.
Interesting. That is really fascinating. So they could be taking the B12 but not absorbing it.
Exactly. So you could be really taking B12 and be deficient still.
So what's the solution to that?
Well, the solution is to get off the antacid, the acid blocker, because it's not a problem of too much acid. The problem is releasing the acid at the wrong time. So really, that's almost always because of a sleep disorder. So you've got to get into a deep sleep pattern, or it can be a problem with SIBO, which means the bacteria is growing in the small intestine, and that's a pH problem that you have to offset by just doing what's called a low FODMAP diet for about 6 weeks, and then that helps reset it. And some people have to kind of kill off the good bacteria when it's in the wrong spot. Almost always, though, it's improving your sleep and just tweaking the diet with the low FODMAP diet for 6 weeks, and that'll take care of it.
Man, we talk a lot about sleep with you in this space, because it's amazing how many things like, restless leg syndrome. That's a sleep disorder.
Who would have ever known?
Like it does come back to sleep. And that's this mysterious part of our world. Mm-hmm. We spend about a third of our life or should be, sleeping. And, it's kind of hard. What happens when you fall asleep? It's kind of weird.
Right.
It's almost like a little time machine to tomorrow morning. But God created us to have that cycle. And when that's off, no civilization before us has lived with lights 24/7 and, working third shifts and, the ability to be up all the time in almost a casino-like atmosphere that we've created for ourselves.
Yeah. Colton actually is on officialsynapse.com and he's showing my very favorite part of the whole website, which is all of the different conditions y'all deal with. What would you say percentage-wise out of those conditions that Colton just kind of scrolling through is like a sleep disorder?
So sleep, everything that you're seeing here, sleep is either a cause or consequence of about 90 to 95% of those.
Wow.
That's how important it is.
That is wild.
Well, and nobody's great grandparents had iPhones on their nightstand,
right?
had Wi-Fi pumping through their homes, had 5G towers everywhere, had, devices in their pocket all day long. Their vehicles have Wi-Fi in them now. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we're dabbling with something we really have no idea, what its impact is. But for sure, most people are stressed and not sleeping right.
Stressed, inflamed, and not sleeping right. And to your point, the 5G grid and all the electronic stuff, it pulls electrons away from us, which we need for our cell membranes to maintain a certain level of proper communication. So the short version of that, we could do a whole day just on that topic. But what ends up happening is people are more inflamed because of the electric grid. And even some of the natural stuff I used to do 5-10 years ago is not as effective, and we have to do it longer and have a more powerful, heavier hammer to actually get it accomplished because of the electric grid and what it's doing.
Yeah. Interesting. Wow. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. So let's do another gym.
One more. Come on. Right.
So I've got, here's a quick quote. This is a quote that's a gem. And then I'll move on to the other one. The quote is, sometimes you find yourself in a dark place and you think you've been buried, but you've actually been planted.
Ooh.
One of my favorite. Yeah, I love that quote, because a lot of times people come in and they define themselves by their diagnosis, and it's a dark place. And if you sit in that and you accept that diagnosis of whatever it is, whatever autoimmune, whatever disease it is, you can stay in that dark place for the rest of eternity, but don't accept it. A lot of times, if you just move to figure out what the root cause is, God will light that next step for you. And then the process of your recovery becomes a testimony for you to serve God and help other people. And you'll be shocked what God does in your life and for your life, just at the attempt to get unburied.
Ah, that's so good. That is really good. I love it.
That's a gem.
That's a gem. That's why I like it.
Your final gem.
Final gem. I like this one too. This one also, for those who can't tell, I really rely on the Bible and scripture a lot, and have my filter of science. This one is, I didn't know about that this was in the Bible, because I saw the science on it first, but a lot of our clothing, they've measured the frequency of the clothing. A healthy human being will have a frequency of 100. Organic cotton has a frequency of 100. Regular cotton, a frequency of 70. But in the scientific study, they said, do not wear wool and linen together. They both have a frequency of 5,000, which is good. And so when you have one or the other, it can actually be donating electrons to you. But when you wear them together, they canceled the frequencies out.
Okay.
So it went down to zero. The Bible actually talks about this. In Leviticus 19:19, it talks about not wearing wool and linen together. In Deuteronomy 22:11, it talks about not wearing the wool and linen together. It's absolutely phenomenal. Just Google wool and linen frequency, and you'll see the research article pop up.
Deuteronomy what?
Deuteronomy 22:11.
And Leviticus 19:19.
I'm just usually lucky if stuff matches and I don't look ridiculous. And so thinking about the frequency of these things, and there has to have been a change because we've gone from, again, previous generations where they had a smaller number of clothing items, but they were a lot higher quality and designed to last. And when we went to, outsourcing to other, third world nations, mass producing things, it's cheap. Oh, I'm buying this. This is kind of good for this outfit. And it goes bad. You throw it away because stuff is, you have larger quantity of cheaper garments, made in a more disposable fashion. Most people need to go, they can easily go through, most people could probably purge a third of their wardrobe out and it wouldn't hurt them. They got so many extra t-shirts and so many extra, because, it's cheaper, the fabrics, the way of doing all of these things. So that has to play a little bit of a role in the kind of materials, that are in there, synthetics and different things.
Yeah. Well, and think this is where I've kind of landed on things too, because I'm a huge, huge proponent of capitalism, but you can see there's a quality that we have to apply to the capitalism, because you can see it play out where we're going cheaper and cheaper with the quality of things, finding out that it's making us more and more unhealthy. And so the love of money is the root of all evil. And so we have to raise our game when it comes to being entrepreneurs, but with the spirit of God, so that we really become spiritineurs, where we have God-directed entrepreneurialism, where people just start making things that honor God and honor the temple that we've been given, so we can get out of this trap.
So, so good. Man,
love it.
I always love talking to you. I always learn so much.
And everyone at your practice, same way. Every doctor, every single person on your staff, we've had any interaction with is unbelievable. We've flown to Minneapolis and been with you guys personally, and it's like everyone, even coming out, there's a joy, and a peace in your office that's just unbelievable. Even administration people, everyone in the process is like healthy, and you feel great being around them.
Yep. Appreciate that. It's taken a long time to put this team together. So, and they work very hard to be servant leaders. So I'm very proud of them.
You have a great team. Okay. So Flyover family, go to officialsynapse.com. When you get there, there's a place you can fill out your information to set up a free consultation to kind of find out how can Dr. Spurl's office help you. I just want to tell you, if you're listening today and you don't feel great, you can feel great. Yeah. There are options out there. There are answers to your questions. And it is worth the money to spend the money on yourself to get healthy. That's been something that we've really focused on the last couple of years. And we are so glad that we did. And we are so thankful for Dr. Spurl. So you can go to officialsynapse.com, fill out your information, get your questions answered, find out how they can help you. Dr. Spurl, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
My name is Dr. Troy Spurl, and I'm CEO and founder of Synapse Center for Health and Healing. Well, we're a full functional medicine clinic where we're looking at the entirety of the body. We have nurse practitioners, chiropractors, acupuncture. We do functional restoration with BTL equipment, and we have medical doctors on staff as well to help with PRP and other injections for pain relief. We do a multitude of services, labs, nutrition, counseling, health coaching, we've got it all. We are constantly being asked about how to improve their immune system. How do I go through a flu season without getting a cold? I myself have gone 30 years without missing a day of work, never gotten a cold, never been sick. And we just show our patients how to do that. We answer those questions. Why am I tired? Why do I have pain? So if you're watching this right now, just go to our website, officialsynapse.com, click on free discovery call, answer three simple questions, and we'll get you started. One more thing, we are the highest rated, most reviewed functional medicine clinic in all of Minnesota.
If you want to do anything worthwhile in life, you've got to be hungry. It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. So every day I was working to develop myself. And that's what you must do.
promise you one thing. You have never seen any player in the entire country play as hard as I will play the rest of the season.
Get in here! Hey, we got 30 minutes for the rest of our lives!
30 minutes
for the rest of our lives!
There were none before me, and there will be none after me. Therefore, that makes me the one and only. Young and single, and love to mingle, certified, bona fide, and dubly qualified to bring you satisfaction, a whole lot of action. Look out, baby, I'm your love man. I was hungry! You gotta be hungry!
Hey, Flyover family, come join us June the 27th and 28th, 2024, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're going to be there with Clay Clark, an amazing group of individuals that have made such a difference in so many people's lives.
Do you want to increase your production in a job? Do you want to make more sales? Do you want to own your own business? Do you want to have breakthroughs financially? The key to that is knowledge.
Clay Clark is anointed to help people in business. We've watched him over the last couple of years, and we've been blown away. He's part owner of over 160 businesses, $2.4 billion in sales.
Before politics and the Great Reset came into Clay's life, he had the number one rated Apple podcast. And he interviewed people like Anthony Robbins, Seth Godin, the top authors, top business minds in the world. At this specific event, there was an interesting cast of characters that come from gangs to American Idol.
Some of the guests that are going to be there: Michael Levine, Colton Dixon, Peter Tompkins, John Lee Dumas, Mondo de la Vega,
and Tim Tebow. They're there to share what they've done and their breakthroughs and what their story is. And then Clay lays his map of business success, calls the path for every person to follow.
So you may be sitting there thinking, okay, I get it. What do I have to do? Go to thrivetimeshow.com. When you get there, the tickets are $250 or whatever you can afford. Yes, you got that right. $250 or whatever you can afford. You can name your price. So there are no excuses. You have to join us there. There are only a few VIP tickets left. Like David said, special dinner and special time with the speakers. That is $500 why they last. So $500, only a few left if you want a VIP ticket. We want to meet these speakers as well, so we got VIP tickets.
I want to meet Tim Tebow.
I do too. The date is June the 27th and 28th, 2024, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Go to thrivetimeshow.com to get your tickets.
You guys saw it right there on the screen through the producer's eyes. This is where we get the opportunity to look at what's the spin, what's being sold, but then what's the other side of it? What's the thing behind the thing? And you kind of get a trained eye for noticing things when you're in certain professions. If you're a contractor, true, you're a landscaper, you sort of walk into a restaurant, you notice things.
Your brother comes over to our house. We have not the house that we're in now, but the first house we ever purchased. And
so proud of it.
Yeah, we were so proud. We were so excited. His brother had been a painter in the past. He walks in, he's like, yeah, you got paint right there.
Oh, there's a drip. There's
a drip right there. And I was like, what the heck? Just don't do that. Then all I could ever see was that.
But he was trained to do that. He was trained, when workers were finished before the before they came to pay, he had to find every flaw. And all he saw with flaws. And
that's,
I'm like, this is my house. I kind of enjoy
it. Point out the flaws in
my house.
So
after like the second room, I'm like, just kind of keep some of that to yourself and just enjoy this process. But you get an eye trained and you detect things in 1 second. You know exactly what's going on. If you're a interrogator, if you're whatever, you develop an eye for it. And then here we get to go through the news with somebody who was a former Fox News producer, Major League Baseball, Newsmax, has kind of been inside the meeting rooms of these places and learned, oh, this is how they're trying to spin this. And now she's completely unchained with her own show, Miss Brianna Morillo.
Yay! I love it, guys. Thank you, David and Stacey. Always a pleasure to be here.
Oh, welcome. You know, as we go through your Twitter, I'm always like, oh, that was such a great way of saying it, because you do have you're seeing it from one aspect, but then the way that you will come with sarcasm is always so good. I love that about
you. Flip it. You're like, yeah, yeah, but why this?
Yep.
This is why that's three moves ahead. That's why this is being said the way that it's said. And you kind of, you sort of say the quiet parts out loud in the lines between the lines that aren't written, you know, but then once you say it, you're like, oh, that's exactly what those scoundrels are doing. So we love breaking this down with you.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys. I try to make everyone think. You can't just, you know, hear someone say something and kind of just take it for what it's worth. You got to think about what the message behind the message is. And I hope that's what everyone does when they're looking at my page, of course.
You're crushing it every single night on Rumble, lots of other platforms as well.
With your own show, The Brianna Murillo Show.
And you're getting pushback. You're getting grief from YouTube and others. I know they're giving you a little, you know, speaking of Major League Baseball, strike.
you know, love it.
But I'm thankful that you have X, you got Rumble, you got places where you can talk about the things that nobody wants you to talk about. The Republicans don't want you to talk about, the Democrats don't want you to talk about, the medical establishment don't want you talking about. And you shine lights on the craziest stuff. So I encourage everybody to go to BriannaMurillo.com. That's how you can follow her on X. That's kind of the main feed going on a daily basis. Then every night a show with the best whistleblowers, the best FBI background, the best people, the ones that are actually in the fray. Some of them are household names and some aren't. But when you hear them, you're like, oh, that's the actual person that you'd want to hear from on this issue. And that's what you do every single night. So let's jump in these tweets.
Yes, let's go to the first one, which when I saw this, I'm like, yeah, we are definitely seeing this. But as we get closer and closer to November, expect the lawfare to ramp up. The Biden regime is preparing to weaponize every tool at its disposal against conservatives. Man, we're already seeing it, but what are you kind of expecting? Because we're going to be, you know, 213 days from the 2024 election. What are you seeing?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm hearing from sources that they're going to start this big discrediting campaign against conservative social media influencers, and it's going to be just targeting them and trying to discredit their backgrounds. And it's meant to kind of have voters questioning these folks and questioning their intentions behind putting out certain tweets. Because as many of us know, when October comes around, you get all those October surprises. And it's usually those people who aren't controlled by the corporate media who are the ones who are going to be dropping the biggest bombs possible. And so what you're going to see is you're going to see that a lot of sources are going to rely on social media conservative influencers, I should say. And they're going to do so by dropping it with them because, well, like you guys know, when I was over at Fox, we were censored. There's not everything you can talk about. Mm-hmm. We saw it during the Hunter Biden laptop story when that came out, even though Fox punted it, the New York Post picked it up. But it was punted by other organizations and other individuals, too. So what they're going to try to do is try to discredit those who are going to be the ones throwing their necks out there and putting out this critical information before the election comes out. And so everyone just needs to be on high alert. If you see a story, it seems strange, it doesn't seem like the person you've been following for quite some time, just think about it. But don't jump to any conclusions, I'd say.
Let's jump in with FBI agent. FBI agents are confronting Americans about their social media posts. I mean, if you were to go back any point in history and say, the FBI is coming against you for stating your opinion.
That's crazy.
In America, that's what you'd see in other countries. I'm not going to break it down. Let's stick with your tweet. So what should you do if the FBI comes knocking on your front door? I asked FBI whistleblower Kyle Serafin, and here is what he had to say.
All right. So that's part of your show. Can you give our listeners something and then we'll send them back to your show to watch it? But because I know that this is a concern for people.
Yeah, this is a great concern for people, and it should be. I mean, we just keep seeing all these videos popping up of the FBI knocking on folks' doors, and it's people that you and I probably don't even agree with. There was one person who was a pro-Palestinian protester, and she received a knock on the door by the FBI, and it's ongoing. They're knocking on people's doors to go over their social media posts. And so I asked just simply Kyle Serafin when we were talking about another story just a couple of days before, what should people do if the FBI comes knocking at their door? And he said it simple. Don't answer. Like, don't talk to them. Just tell them you'll get a lawyer. Put a business card under the door or under my mat, and I'll have an attorney reach out to you, and you could go over your questions with a lawyer. Create distance and time. And that was his big space with that. Because if the FBI comes knocking your door, they're not here to help you. They're here to go after you. And they're going to tell you, oh, no, we just have a couple of questions just about your social media posts. But again, folks, they're not knocking on your door because they want to actually have a conversation with you. They're knocking on your door because there's potentially a criminal investigation involved, or they want to see if there should be a criminal investigation involved. And so they're trying to poke holes and see if they can come after you. So don't really speak to them. Be polite. Don't be rude. Just say, hey, listen, drop a business card under my mat. Drop a business card by my door. I'll have an attorney reach out to you guys. Thank you.
You've shown all those clips of Ring doorbell footage of the FBI at people's doors. This isn't like they're going to start doing this. They're doing it.
Yeah.
They're doing it. And they, you know, if you see President of the United States kicked off social media platform, and you see him being attacked with indictments that are so goofy and silly, mm-hmm. but all tend to be falling yeah. away. They just keep making that net bigger and bigger. And the point is, they're going to come across and try to smash anything that disagrees with their narrative. And so yeah. it's like, hey, you have freedom of speech as long as you say what agrees with Joe Biden.
Yeah. Yep. And that's the big part here. I think so many Americans are upset with, because again, they're going after people who are just speaking freely. And again, you have a constitutional right to be able to do so. And so Americans just have to be aware of what's going on right now in our country. Just be aware of the environment.
That's so important. I want to move on to the whole thing that happened on Easter on Sunday with the White House. So the White House came out with, and Owen Schroyer had tweeted it, and then you came back with some stuff, but it says, now therefore, Joseph Biden Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim March 31st, 2024 as Transgender Day of Visibility. He came out with an Owen was the Biden White House has released a statement proclaiming that tomorrow, Easter Sunday, is now Transgender Visibility Day. And you said, we're done with their fictional genders and holidays. We reject their push to normalize mental illness.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy? I mean, they're literally doing this right in the open. They're doing it on holidays that Christians, you know, are celebrating. And it's intentional, right? They're sitting there saying, oh, no, this has been a holiday for years. I don't believe it. None of us care. You guys have 145 holidays out of the year for the alphabet community. We don't have to keep doing this anymore. Yeah, it's insane. I mean, there's a long mm-hmm. list of all these holidays, and there's no reason for it. You want to be accepted. You want people to view you as normal. Well, then number one, act normal, right? If you're going to pretend to be a woman, at least look like a woman. If you're going to pretend to be somebody who should be respected, then look respectable. And they just choose not to do so. We have to accept them for their circus, and we have to normalize it. And it's just not something that any of us should be partaking in anymore. I know a lot of us tend to softball it, and we just don't want to call it out, but they're freaks, and there's no other way to just describe it. We look at the people in the Biden administration who pop up and they're the first transgender, whatever it is. And they aren't normal looking people. They do look like people who are mentally unwell, and they're shoving it down our throats like we have to accept it. I mean, I'm sure you guys remember that biological man who went onto the White House lawn and was topless and yep. was so thrilled about it. I mean, that's something. If you want to be a respectable person and you want people to accept you for who you are, that's not how you act. I mean, here as women, we know that we can never act like that, because if we ever did that on the White House lawn, we'd be in handcuffs. We'd mm-hmm. be in handcuffs. And so they want to pretend like this is normal. It's not. It's disgusting. Nobody wants to see it. And we're just done with it. So we either have to ignore it, or we just get really, really mean and push back on them.
Man, that is such a good point.
I'll go to this, but let me ask, what's mm-hmm. everybody's heard of this, and we haven't really said anything new on this. Why? I guess a lot of people are frustrated. Why would they do this? Mm-hmm. Okay. Why would you potentially on the most important religious holiday of the year, celebrate the resurrection of what 80% probably the country would consider their deity? Why would you risk isolating that 80% for this less than 1%? Or whatever number is for the trans community. There's the trans influencer there that went topless on the White House lawn is fine. You and Stacey did that. Like you said, you'd be in handcuffs.
No doubt about it.
So, but what's the move on Biden's part? You can say, well, he's ignorant. Didn't really know what's going on. I don't know. He seems pretty aware of what's happening. What's the political strategy for this? Are they so far above it? They're like, hey, we got this election figured out no matter what. So we don't really care. Like what's the win for him?
Yeah, I would say that's part of it. And I'd also say that these are just the people who are working around Joe are godless people, and they don't care if you know about it. They don't care anymore. They're okay with the world finding out that they are godless and that they don't see, they fear nothing. They know that there's no punishment right now with the Department of Justice going after any of these people. They know there's no punishment right now with the voters because they can steal the elections. Yeah. So there's really no consequences for their actions, and they don't care. They do it to tick off people of faith, and they don't care. I mean, this was all in the same week. I mean, they pissed off Catholics, Christians, Muslims.
Yep.
The only group that they didn't piss off that week were the Jews. I'm pretty sure that's coming soon, honestly. Mm-hmm. And they just keep going after people. And it's just like, how much more of this are you going to continue to take and allow this administration to go after your religious beliefs and just pretend like they don't matter? And we have to sit here and pretend like like their sexuality now overtakes your religious beliefs and that we can't speak out against any of this. I don't care what religion you are at this point. Your religion matters. We should not be sitting here and putting these freak show holidays on your religious holidays. And that's just it. I mean, there's just no other way to see it for me. I just feel like this is becoming absolutely ridiculous and not enough people are speaking out on it. I think actually I was really disappointed because Maria Bartiromo had somebody on, a politician on her show, and sorry, as a congressman, I'm just trying to remember his name. I see his face. And he was pretty much saying that these people are mentally ill, and Maria like cut him off and said, I don't know anything about mental illness. She's afraid to tell you what it is.
Is there a chance, though, because I'm like, they obviously want chaos and they want division in the country.
To do that.
I don't see it as a win for the trans community, because if you're in an office or something now and it's like that happened over Easter holiday and you got, this guy over here in cubicle 4 with a beard and a dress that you kind of put up with, I don't know that you're like are necessarily endeared towards that person more because of it. If anything, there's probably more
animosity
and division. So it kind of creates that. But it kind of seems to me a little more like, okay, if we can get everybody infighting about this, then there's less conversation about the oil reserves, less conversation about the Afghan withdrawal or what we're doing here, or more money to Ukraine. Like, it seems like it's not embracing anyone to them. It just it creates more Americans against Americans. At the end of the day.
I think you're spot on. I think it's just meant to be divisive intentionally as well. Yeah, there's just so many angles from it. It just doesn't make any sense on why they keep pushing this. But I think you hit it spot on with that. It's Barack Obama was divisive. Joe Biden's even more divisive. Yeah. And I think they're just going to keep amplifying that because they do want us to have
– It's divisive on steroids.
They do want to get violent.
Yeah. If you have 5 children, at the end of dinner, you'd be like, Larry, here's my favorite. You don't have to do dishes. The other 4 do all of them.
Right. That's not going to go over well.
Like when you run your family that way, the kids are going to hate each other.
We saw in the Bible, look what happened to Joseph, man. They threw him in a pit and tried to kill him.
Yeah. It doesn't work. And, multicolored there. All right. Let's go on to this one here, based on what you said a minute ago.
The last tweet that we had on there. I want to play this video for everyone. It's this woman complains that she can't find a man. What are your thoughts? And then you respond to it. But I want to make sure that the Flyover family sees this video. Check it out.
Sorry, guys.
How are you, Hernan? Like, you have a beard. No one's going to date you, Hernan. You have a beard. No one's going to be your boyfriend, Hernan. You have a beard. You are not a preference to a lot of men. And then I'll get, really feminine men message me, but that's not who I'm attracted to, Hernan. I like really masculine men because I am very soft. I'm so different to what you see. Like on TV, on TV.
I've never seen you on TV.
Have you not? But no, generally you'll see, oh, she's strong. She's, what she's talking about is very powerful, whatever people say. But then at home, I'm very quiet. I'm very feminine. I'm very soft. People don't get to see that side of me, but no, it has been difficult where I wanted to be married and have kids. I would never be a single mom. That's not what I've ever wanted.
Wow. Right. Okay.
What are your top 3 dating tips for her to find a guy besides shaving?
Don't have a beard. I love the quiet music. Like you're supposed to feel bad for the person. Sad music. Just be a normal human being. I mean, there's no masculine men who are going to look at that and say, oh, that's a hot female. Mm-hmm. It's just unrealistic, right? And when you're growing up, your beard to be that extensive, I guess. I don't even know how to say it. You're looking for attention. You are looking for people to sit there and say that you look like a freak. But I think this just highlights, people like Owen Schroyer have really tough competition these days when it comes to the beards. And she's coming for his beard title, man. I mean, it's just so bad.
What were the responses that you got? Did you get responses under there? What were people saying?
Everyone's grossed out. There's no other way to...
It was just, it's so.
And this isn't to isolate one person and pick on them. This isn't somebody who, this isn't an attractive woman and let's make fun of her. It is a mental illness that it's shoved in front of you. Yep. And it's like, if you don't think she's sexy, then you're the problem. Mm-hmm. Then if you're a straight white man and you're not physically attracted to her, then something's wrong with you. You're a transphobe, I just think that eventually we're just going to have to say, no mas, and just like call this out, which, I don't know if we'll get hate on this or not, but it's just not right.
enough is enough. I'm just so tired of this. Obviously, that's not natural for a woman to have a beard that extensive with while being a woman. It's just none of this makes any sense when you actually think about it. So I choose not to go that much in depth with these people because it's just, it will hurt your head if you keep thinking about what they're actually trying to say. They do this with by the way, with obesity, right? They try to normalize obesity, yep. Try to say that, as a man, if you're not attracted to a woman who's overweight, that you're the problem, not her. And no, it's actually, she's the problem because she should be in shape. She should be healthy. And it's just, they just keep doing this. I don't hate on anyone. If that's not your type, that's not your type. If it's your type, all right, good luck out there. But it's not for everyone. And it just hurts your head when you have to think about all these things.
Yeah, I think the normalizing part, that is a major part of that for sure. No doubt about it. Now let's talk about a beautiful woman. From Easter, Melania Trump. I want to play this video here. She's coming out from a brunch, Easter brunch at Mar-a-Lago. And you said, I don't care what your politics are. We've literally never had a prettier first lady. Check this out. She is a beautiful first lady. I can't believe how big Barron is.
Yeah.
I know. He's bigger than Trump.
I know.
It's interesting, though, that like how much Jill Biden celebrated, Michelle Obama celebrated, yep. On all of the covers of these fashion magazines. Melania Trump, goose egg.
She's a legitimate model.
Goose egg. It's not a matter of like beauty is subjective and all this.
But I'm just saying she's been on a lot of magazine covers, and for her never to be on a magazine cover as first lady is crazy.
That means it's all political.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And she's stunning. I mean, she walks into the room and she's drop dead gorgeous. And people just don't want to admit that. So even in the comments, there was so much hate going on for her in my comments for this one. I don't get it. We really don't see a beautiful woman celebrated these days. We have to put them down, pick them apart all the time. So I'm okay with celebrating somebody who has class and dresses really. I mean, I love her outfits. I'd rate her class in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And then her son, by the way, her son looks like the time machine. If you go back to the 90s with President Trump, I mean, he's identical to him. It's pretty crazy. It's actually, it's
there's
like
no
a
DNA, test needed there.
No question on that.
And you are his daddy. No, we know. Yeah. You can look at him and see it. It's interesting. Remember that when she went to Egypt?
Oh, yeah.
And for the pyramids, outfit, she wore the hat and stuff. It's like,
yeah, the tan suit. I know exactly what she was wearing.
Like, I wasn't alive during this era when Jackie and the Kennedys were in there, but like this whole Camelot, vibe they had. It was a cool era. Those guys looked amazing, regardless where you were politically or what you thought of them. That was a cool looking era. We've not had that since the Kennedys until
Melania
came along. So I don't know. It should have been something we celebrated.
That is for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
There. Look at it. It's just
there. Yep. Just beautiful.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
Yep.
Gorgeous.
So classy. Yeah. I would raid her closet in a second. No doubt about it.
Yes. Well, I would too.
And so would the FBI.
That's true.
They did.
She's had her closet raided.
Yes. Yes. All right. So you said we're on the verge of losing our country because a bunch of cowards ended up in leadership. If you're too afraid to stick your neck out, resign. So true. Yeah. All right. What was going on that made you say that?
We're looking at Speaker Mike Johnson talk about funding Ukraine and giving them billions of dollars to help fund their war. And at this point, enough is enough. I think most Americans, I think we're at 70% of Americans, the last poll I saw, actually want Ukraine to come to the table now and speak and do peace talks and speak with Russia and negotiate a way to end this war because it's becoming ridiculous now. But the fact that the American people have to continue to fund it while we could barely afford to survive is just, it's just disgraceful. We're printing money when we don't have the money to actually be printing it. Like we don't have the backing behind it. And they just keep printing and printing and printing. And right now, so many Americans are stressed out, rightfully so. We're even talking about potentially gas prices being through the roof again this summer. And well, we're seriously having a speaker, a Republican speaker, somebody who says and claims he's conservative, sit there and talk about giving more money to other countries. And then you had Marjorie Taylor Greene also just yesterday. There was a clip of her on Tucker Carlson come out and say the congresswoman was saying that She thinks that he's being blackmailed. And I'd have to say that that looks like the case. If you follow his background, he's a constitutional attorney. He claims to be a conservative. He claims to see the country, the policies, everything through the lens of the Bible is what he's always described it as. And then he just has had the most off time as speaker. It's concerning, but it makes sense to say that he's being blackmailed, because we hear that story quite often about politicians being blackmailed. And so it has me scratching my head. But also, MTG has been a powerhouse for going after Congressman Michael Gallagher, who, again, still has not resigned. And he's waiting until the final day when he cannot be replaced before November to step down from his role. And that should be a priority for Republicans to expel him, but it's not. And they're going to allow them to hand over the majority to Democrats shortly.
It's interesting. I was on the phone a little bit earlier today with basically like an election, you know, consultant. Put it that way. We were talking about Mike Johnson. He said he is in communication with people in his district in Louisiana. And they said it's baffling because he has a very clear stance he's always taken. And there's this immediate divergence from that over these last 5 months when he got that role. And this last round of funding. I mean, we're talking about full-term abortion support, financial for a guy that's a pro-life Christian, like on and on and on. And what he's doing right now, he's in much deeper communications with Zelensky directly, has access to him, with the Democratic establishment, and people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and others who are in his own party can't get a hold of him, can't get answers, can't pin him down on things. And it's like, it'd be like all of a sudden, if I'm like, I don't like grilling anymore. I'm going to start just eating vegetables. Like, I don't like
where'd
meat.
Where'd David go?
I can't. Dogs gross me out. I don't want to be around dogs. You'd be like,
something happened.
What happened to David? Like, there's this dramatic shift in the moment. Mm-hmm. And, I'm not accusing him of something, but it's almost like somebody's like, is there somebody to side with a gun to his head? And he's like, this is what I want to vote for. Like, it does not match his history. And that's a weird thing because it's like they're trying to lose.
Well, that's the problem here. They're literally forfeiting the majority, and they're allowing all these people to step down. And then you have the speaker who's supposed to hold the line. He's not doing it. Someone made a great point too on my show, John Zdrosny, that, this might be the argument that's used in the future for electing conservative speakers because, Mike Johnson gave in for everything. So it doesn't matter if you have a conservative or if you have a moderate speaking on behalf of the Republican Party in the House. So again, it's just you're sitting here scratching your head, wondering what's going on with this man. And, Sean Hannity tried getting him to answer what was going on and try to get some answers from him. But he kind of fed Sean Hannity a word salad, too. So I don't know. It's not what you want to see from a conservative speaker who claims to be America first.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. It would be very hard for somebody to break it down and illustrate the differences between his position and what we had previously with Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's no gap between Mike Johnson and Nancy Pelosi at this point. You can interchange them and we would have the exact same result. And that's an odd thing.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, no, it is odd. Remember, he's supposed to release the J6 footage. He hasn't released all of it, and he wanted to blur out faces of the people who were in the Capitol that day. And he said it was for the J6 defendants is what he was looking to do it for. But that's not the case. He's looking to hide the informants who were there that day. So, again, it's just more disappointment from Speaker Johnson.
Man, well, we really need to pray for him. Flyover family, go to BriannaMarillo.com. BriannaMarillo.com. Make sure you're following her on X as well as watching her show on a nightly basis on Rumble, the BriannaMarilloShow.com.
It is must watch.
It is excellent. Brianna, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
All right, Flyover family. My name is Avery Whited. I'm the daughter of David and Stacy. I'm just moving in, so I had to get an order for my pillow and get the things that I needed. So let's look inside. I got some MyPillow towels, kitchen towels. I got some of their Giza sheets. Now, I've never actually been able to use them, but I've heard amazing things from my parents about them. And last but not least, something for Charlie. Hey, dog bed. All right, Charlie, let's go put this in the dryer and flip it up for you. Come on, buddy. Nice and warm and fluffy. Perfect for my little guy. Come here, Charlie. All right, if you want to get your own products, go to mypillow.com and use promo code FLYOVER to save up to 66% off.
Do your feet ache and throb in pain with every step you take every day of your life? Kiss those days goodbye with slippers from MyPillow.com. How about that flimsy, flat little excuse for a pillow that's nothing but 8 hours of disappointment? Causing you pain in your neck every single night. You can wake up with nothing but butterflies and rainbows around your head with a MyPillow pillow. Those hard wood floors hurting your old bones? No more with a MyPillow dog bed. Are your towels worn thin, flimsy, more patchy than Joe Biden's memory? There's nothing better than absorbent towels from MyPillow.com. For all of these products and more, go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code FLYOVER for up to 66% off.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Flyover Conservatives podcast with David and Stacey Whited. Please subscribe, hit the notification bell, and leave us a comment below. Lastly, if you enjoyed today's podcast, share with those who came to mind. Be blessed and make it a great day.